This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As officials in Iraq prepare to hold elections on January 30th, Iraqis living in the U.S. can begin filing absentee ballots a couple of days earlier than that. Iraqi voters here don't worry about car bombs, but they do have other obstacles. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
If you're an Iraqi refugee set to participate in your home country's first ever stab at democracy, just hope you don't live in Dallas. Zuhair Al-Mazuri is a program director for the Dallas chapter of Kurdish Human Rights Watch. Of the 4,000 Kurds he estimates to live in North Texas, over 1,000 are of Iraqi descent and eligible to vote. But Al-Mazuri knows of no one who plans to make the trip to the nearest polling place, which is 660 miles away in Nashville.
We hope, you know, if there is a way we could register and vote here in Dallas. But in my opinion, I think no, because there is no time.
The problem is, he and other eligible voters say, that the international agency in charge of coordinating expatriate voting is holding elections in only 5 U.S. cities. And if you don't live near Nashville, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, or Washington, D.C., you'll have to travel to one of those cities to register and then go back a few days later. Then again, when a country allows expatriates to vote, they usually only have one option, the capital city of their new country. That's according to Jeremy Copeland, the U.S. Director of External Relations for the Iraq Out-of-Country Voting Program. His office has been working on an extremely tight deadline.
I myself arrived here 1 month ago, and at that point we had 4 people in the office. And to give you an idea of how big this operation is going to be, by the beginning of next week when we open our registration booths, we'll have 1,500 people working for us across the country in 5 different cities. And just to remind you, this is just one of 14 countries that we're operating in.
Eligibility is extended to all Iraqi citizens, refugees, even the children of Iraqi fathers, but not mothers, as decreed by Iraqi law. The problem is so many Iraqi Americans aren't quite sure if they're eligible.
There has not been sufficient outreach.
Dr. James Zogby, director of the Arab American Institute, says this election didn't have to be so slapdash.
I think it's a show election. I'm sorry to say, but I believe at the end of the day what we're going to find is that this was done for a photo op, more than it was as a serious effort to empower people and invest them in determining the fate of their country.
Last night, Zogby interviewed Jeremy Copeland for his hour-long English-language public affairs television program on an Arab satellite network.
But is it one place in each of these 5 cities?
It's going to be between 1 and 2 places in each of these 5 cities. Detroit, we will...
Among the issues discussed, are U.S. citizens eligible? Copeland says they'll have to check with the U.S. government, but the answer seems to be yes. And how can Iraqis prove eligibility? If you still have your documents showing that you served in the Iraqi army, for instance, you can vote. Copeland announced polling places, or at least the ones that they knew.
It's at the Ramada Inn, New Carlton. And that's in Maryland, in New Carlton.
Callers to the program focused on the legitimacy, not the logistics of the election. But Copeland stayed on message. For the next 2 weeks, he hardly has time to ponder questions of imperialism or liberation. He's too busy wrangling Ramada Inns in the name of democracy. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.